It's Hank FM.
Not necessarily.
Wake up, Sarah Bell.
Come on.
He is the good news.
And a Monday after a Super Bowl installment of Not Necessarily the News, where we all report for duty.
Not necessarily the news.
And I got to say duty. Welcome, Hanksters. I wonder if somewhere Kid Rock is providing an alternate version of this.
Let's start right out.
It's possible.
Hey, what happened?
Well, obviously off of Super Bowl XLVY 28,000. 29-13, Seattle Seahawks defeat the New England Patriots there. Kenneth Walker III, running back, your MVP. That always gets lost in the wash now. Now that we don't do the I'm going to Disney World thing anymore, it's hard to find out who was the MVP. But it was a tough sled for a lot of that game last night. In fact, I think for most of the Super Bowl, I was kind of hoping Turning Point could also stage an alternative game to watch at some point. But when it comes down to the rankings, CBS Sports took the liberty of course, NBC carried the game, but they ranked Super Bowl 60 as the 53rd best.
Oh,
not that great. By the way, for funsies, the OG original Seahawks-Patriot matchup from 2015, they put that fourth best Super Bowl of all time. It was the biggest betting on Super Bowl of all time. And that includes the streak continues when Drake bets on a winner. That winner loses. Drake bet $1 million on the Patriots to win. So yet again, I think this is the fifth straight Super Bowl. He's plopped down a lot of money on it, and it didn't work out. During the halftime show of the proper, yes, that was an actual couple that did get actually married during the Super Bowl. In fact, during the ceremony took place, of course, it was in Spanish, so not a lot of people knew. I kept hitting the SAP button on my TV, and that didn't help anything.
Say.
Turns out they don't have those anymore on your television sets.
No.
Yeah, but Bad Bunny signed the marriage license as a witness. They'd invited Bad Bunny to their wedding, and he couldn't make it. But then he invited him to get married right there. What a novel idea to get married in front of everybody.
Everyone's invited.
I was going to say.
That's right, yeah.
That cost a lot more than the River Ranch Stockyards.
There was no alternative marriage, though, to watch. So congratulations to the happy couple, whoever the heck they were.
So the commercials getting a big of flack yesterday as Serena Williams was selling Ozempic. The tennis star lost 30 pounds in a year thanks to the GLP-1 medication. Has been very candid about all of this. And some people gonna hate. One user said, we're cooked after the spot aired. Stephon Diggs may be having a really tough weekend after losing the big game. He and Cardi B unfollowed one another on the social media, JB. That's how you do it when you break up. IRL now, apparently. While Kid Rock being accused of lip syncing at the Turning Point USA halftime show. Then there's that streaker who still had his pants on. So I don't know how much of a streaker he actually was. The words on the back of his chest, trade with Athena. Mm. He was escorted off the field by Kyle Williams. That's his company. I guess you do the trades with Athena.
I just got a spot on the show, so
see,
guess it somewhat worked.
Way cheaper than a spot load.
When it comes to the other fantasticness of the commercials there, those that rank them. First of all, 30-second Super Bowl ad, all-time high, $10 million.
Oh, yeah.
And NBC said they charged about an average of $8 million. Of the best getting favorable scores, you had the Ben Affleck and everybody else doing a little 90s sitcom restart. And that would be the Dunkin' Donuts commercial. And I agree with this one, the Jurassic Park one for Comcast Infinity. That was pretty good as well. The most disturbing ad, that went to the manscaping thing for the clumps of body hair around the area.
Yeah, that was really weird.
Yeah, but did it work? Because I don't even remember what it was for.
I think the brand is Manscaped.
And also doing quite well, of course, was Budweiser with the Clydesdale.
Aww.
And the Eagle. And how could you go wrong with any of that?
America.
That's
See?
Right. Mm-hmm. Speaking of America.
Olympics in Milan Cortina, with Breezy Johnson getting the first medal for the USA in the games with gold in the alpine downhill skiing. Then, did you hear this, that the medal broke? She got really excited. You know, it like fell down and it broke into three pieces. Meanwhile, Lindsey Vonn crashing out and had to be airlifted off the slopes just days after suffering that major ACL injury. Today on the docket, freestyle skiing, women's slope style, alpine skiing, speed skating, women's 100, ski jumping, snowboarding, women's big air, and Italy has the most medals so far, followed by Norway and Japan. That's sports with Heather Lee.
There we go. Yeah, but we won the team skate yesterday. There you go. We got one. Also, it was for the Olympic opening ceremonies, which took place in the midst of everything on Friday night. So there was Kid Rock being accused of lip-syncing. There was the national anthem singer Charlie Puth accused of lip-syncing the Super Bowl national anthem. And then Mariah Carey getting up there. And I think 100% she was lip-syncing and barely blinking throughout the entire thing. First of all, it was weird in the midst of all of the Italian flair that was going on in the opening ceremonies that for some reason Mariah Carey was there. And she was dead center in the middle of the stage. And she looked like she walked... You ever walk into a party that you weren't invited to and you don't know where to go?
Yeah.
That was Mariah. So, anyway, despite the controversy, they praised her beautiful rendition of some sort of Italian song or something like that. Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. Yeah. And I'm just glad that someone else made it awkward besides me. Thank you, Mariah. Thank you very, very much. And so you may have had a little too much to drink for the Super Bowl yesterday. None of us here, of course, at Hank FM. But the New York Post chiming in with a few tips just in case you're feeling a little less than something today. Rest, recover, get plenty of sleep. Allow your body time to process all that alcohol. Take your vitamins. B23 and zinc may help a lot. Consider some balanced nutrition. Opting for foods that are easy on the stomach. Drink water or liquids to rehydrate and replenish fluids. Or you can just go the old-fashioned way. George Strait recommends a good old bowl of Texas Menudo to handle that hair-the-dog situation.
In serious hard news, the latest on the ever-evolving, but not evolving fast enough, Savannah Guthrie and her mother's disappearance, Nancy Guthrie, missing from her home in Tucson case. The culprits at large, evidently, there is a legitimate, at least according to the FBI, ransom note, and that was, got a response from Savannah and her family.
We received your message, and we understand. We beg you now to return our mother to us so that we can celebrate with her. This is the only way we will have peace.
And they say they're going to pay it, or willing.
This is very valuable to us, and we will pay.
And that is reportedly about $6 million in Bitcoin for the safe return of Savannah Guthrie's mother, Nancy. By the way, around the area, here and throughout Texas, you may see digital billboards as the FBI has been rolling out digital billboards in several Texas cities, from Houston all the way to El Paso, San Antonio, and here up in North Texas to aid in the search. So you might see those as you drive around the area. And then finally, NASA, who's going to gear up here in just a few weeks, about a month exactly, to go back at least around the moon with the Artemis 2 mission. They say on this one, for the first time ever, NASA will finally allow astronauts to bring their iPhones with them to space.
Oh, that's convenient.
Shouldn't they pay attention to their driving?
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.
It's not going to go well, is it? Yeah.